I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It's going to be an interesting show today, too. If you get time to hang out, we're supposed to talk to Garrett today. Garrett's the guy that was poo-pooing all over our All Paws Home event, and he wants, I have no idea what he wants to talk about, but apparently we're going to talk to him this morning. So if you get a chance to hang out,
apparently,
I have no idea. I don't know which way this will go. I have no clue.
Morning, and Mama S from Churchville. Happy Wednesday.
So get in here too, 410-583-1065. Also, answer our would you rather question. We're literally right in the middle of summer. A lot of you guys are, God, I hate to say this, but like probably kind of like midsummer break right now. School starts back in a little over a month now. Let's do would you rather. So we just give you two scenarios. They're both unfortunate. So you just got to choose like, would you rather this or would you rather that? But they both kind of suck. Very straightforward for summer break. Imagine you're on vacation at the beach. Would you rather get a bad sunburn? Or get stung by a jellyfish? Ooh. Yeah. Bad sunburn, stung by a jellyfish.
Has everyone on the show experienced both?
Yeah.
I've never been stung by a jellyfish before.
Really?
So I've never been stung by a jellyfish. No.
Wow.
I haven't. So I will be honest with you when I say that.
Okay.
So I'm coming into this a little biased this week.
Okay.
But we'll start with Jess.
Doing sunburn.
Because
I never want to experience being stung by a jellyfish ever again.
Is it that bad?
Yes.
Tell us why.
It's just, it burnt. It's just like a burning sensation. And I think more than anything, at least with the sunburn.
Does it last that long though?
The pain here. Here's the issue.
Where were you? How old were you?
I was 9.
Okay. Wow.
And I was 8 or 9. And this is my very first trip to San Diego ever. And I was staying with my aunt. I was spending the week with her for summertime. And I'm like jumping in the water. And here's the reason why I'm going to go sunburn over jellyfish is like with the sunburn, you kind of know that there's always a possibility and you know how to take care of it. With the jellyfish, it's like I want to jump into this ocean and I'm expecting to play mermaids. I'm not expecting to walk out. Hurt.
Okay.
And that hurt me. Okay. You know what I mean?
So it's like the trust factor was gone.
The trust is broken and then you have to build up your confidence to go back into the water.
Trauma. There's trauma.
So like I'm going sunburn. I'll go get some aloe vera and I'll call it a day.
Okay. That's fair. Because like you know how you got this.
I get tan after.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right. Charlotte. Bad sunburn or jellyfish sting?
I'm actually going to go jellyfish.
Really?
I feel like the sunburn hurts all over and for longer, whereas the jellyfish pain is more like targeted to one area.
Yeah.
So I think I'd go for that one.
That's okay. That's valid.
That's true.
That's valid.
But I respect your thinking as well, Jess.
I have jellyfish trauma.
It hurts.
I think I have to go jellyfish because I mean I've never experienced it before. So like
bucket list item.
Yeah, it's on my bucket
that's
list.
That's weird.
It's on my pain bucket list. I want to experience.
Never had it. I feel left out.
I feel left out. I want to be able to come in and gab with the girls over here about my jellyfish pain that I've been through. I've been through a lot of bad things before, but jellyfish is not one of them, so I need to add that to the list.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Number three.
Do we have the coolest airport ever? I thought this is so cute. BWI is hosting their Summer Youth Initiative for the 9th year in a row. So 50 Baltimore City students are spending the week getting a real behind-the-scenes look at the aviation industry. So they're meeting airline staff, business leaders, and airport security. The program director says the goal is to help kids see what's possible in the skies, from either new aircraft jobs to maybe that they've seen or maybe even that they don't know of yet. So future pilots, flight attendants, engineers are all getting their wings this week at BWI. That's cool. That's so
cute. Number two.
You could get paid $30,000 for your unique Starbucks order. So Starbucks is now offering a secret menu, and they're all from social media, and they're offering them through their app. So you can actually find the new drinks under the offers tab on the Starbucks app, since they won't appear on store menus. And there's four options now. Their plan is to basically swap in other secret menu items regularly. But if you have your own favorite drink that you've created, they're running a contest where the best new idea wins $25,000. You submit your ideas on secretmenucontest.starbucks.com. Four finalists are going to get $5,000 each, but if you end up winning, then you get an additional $5,000. So, like, literally, you could get $30,000 for your Starbucks order.
How many have you submitted already?
So, I haven't submitted any yet, but I'm definitely going to submit mine.
Jessica,
I'm going to submit mine today, and you only have until this week to do it.
Jessica Dutra loves a Starbucks menu, and so I can just see you being all over this. This is all, just get your name written all over it.
I'm totally submitting my drink. Yeah. The 2025 Emmy nominees were just announced yesterday. Severance leads all shows with 27 nominations, followed by The Penguin with 24. At 83, Harrison Ford got his very first Emmy nomination for Apple TV's Shrinking. Have you guys watched Shrinking on Apple TV?
No, but I've heard it's really good.
It's a really, really good show.
Also, he was one of my first celebrity crushes.
Oh, really? Wait, really?
Yeah, I like saw Indiana Jones when I was a kid, and my life was changed.
Yeah, that tracks.
So, big moment.
Yeah, Kathy Bates became the oldest nominee for Best Drama Actress for Matlock. She's 77. Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show got 4 nominations, including Outstanding Live Variety Special.
Wait, can that happen?
I mean, apparently.
I didn't know they could do that.
You know Drake hates to see him coming. Could you imagine Drake getting that news yesterday?
I didn't know they could actually get awards for those kind of things.
Have
they done that in the past?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But he got four. Wait, that's crazy.
He could be on his way to like an EGOT plus Pulitzer.
That's true.
That's wild.
Oh my God.
That would be Drake would lose his mind.
The Emmys air on Sunday, September 14th on CBS. This is just a side conversation regarding the Emmys because I'm so over it regarding The Bear. The Bear is one of my favorite shows ever. But since The Bear has aired, The Bear has been nominated in the comedy category.
Yeah.
When literally that show has funny moments, but it is the most stressful, intense, dramatic series I've ever watched in my life. So when they sweep comedy, it doesn't make any sense because I'm like, y'all, I maybe do a chuckle 2 times, but I'm crying my eyes out from beginning to end. And so poor Only Murders in the Building never gets no love. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
so we're over it.
Exactly.
You guys, just take him out of the comedy, please. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Gold Vision. Good morning.
This is a list of the most mispronounced words, and I want to see how many of these you've been saying wrong your whole entire life. Now, this is not Maryland's most mispronounced words. Like, we're not going to be doing like zinc and sink and stuff like that. Okay. This is just all around the country. So if we go through these and you don't hear some like very classic Maryland mispronounced things, sorry. We're going to go through this list individually. Each of us have our own individually most mispronounced words. And let's see if we've been getting these wrongs. And we'll start with Jess. Jess, start with your first word, please.
Croissant.
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 Okay. Now, please look at the actual way to pronounce that word. And what's the actual pronunciation of?
Oh, in French?
Yeah.
In French, it's croissant. In English, it's pronounced croissant.
Okay. I think we'll give it to you. I think croissant and...
I get a ding for that one, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. But what is it in French?
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant. But we're not in France, so I think
but
it's
But we
fine.
Say croissant.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlotte, we're talking about the most mispronounced words, and we're trying to see if we get these right or not. Yours is what? First word?
Okay, so it's Porsche. But I'm pretty, no, but hear me out. But I'm pretty sure it's Porsche.
I know. I never know which one of these to say.
But I feel like which one are you nobody go, wait, actually but, says
but which
that.
Which one are you going to go with before you actually go to the, which one do you want to go with? Porsche or Porsche? Because I never know which
Porsche.
One. Okay. What's, so what is the pronunciation of that word?
Porsche.
It is Porsche.
It is?
It is. I always say Porsche and I'm never
it's
sure.
It's not Porsche.
It's, this is rich people stuff, man.
No, so no, literally.
I'm never sure.
Whoa. Okay.
I never
Wait,
knew that.
I didn't get it wrong.
I thought you said you were going with Porsche.
No, I said I was
no,
going
she
with Porsche.
Was Porsche.
So excuse
Ding me.
Me.
Thank you.
Lord. Oh my Ding. God. I never know how to pronounce this word. And I purposely stay away from this condiment because I don't know how to say this word. Okay, are you ready for it? Worcester sauce. Worcester sauce.
Okay. What's the...
How do you pronounce that word?
What's the correct way?
How do you pronounce...
No, say it. I want to see the correct way.
Worcester sauce. I never know. I think it's why I went vegan, so I never have to ask for the steak sauce. The most acceptable pronunciation in American English is
Worcestershire. Right?
Worcestershire. Worcester sauce.
Does Charlotte say it correctly?
What did you say? Well, actually, I just said it back to you. So
I think
count.
It's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Is it on here?
What do you say?
Worcester.
Worcester.
It's like so many syllables. It's like Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's
like it just keeps
terrible,
going.
That's a
I actually,
word.
What is it though?
It's like a brown, like, I don't know.
Steak sauce?
It's, like, it's steak sauce?
It's like tangy?
It's like soy sauce for steaks, basically, bro. Like, okay. I don't even know. Worcester sauce is what I say, but
okay.
I don't think it's right. Okay, give us one more on your list.
Acai. Like acai bowl.
I screw that word up every time. Is it acai or is it acai bowl? I never know which Ooh. One those two are. What's the actual pronunciation? We're talking about the most mispronounced words, and we could all be screwing these words up. We don't even know.
It's pronounced acai.
Okay,
and acai.
But that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
But when I order that, I'm always like, okay, which one is it? Is it acai or acai or acai? Yeah, I don't. I never know which way to go. Well, good point, Jess. Very nice. Charlotte, give us a word. Most mispronounced words.
Genre.
Yeah. What do people typically say though?
I think sometimes people will say like genre.
Do people mispronounce genre?
I've never heard anyone else say anything genre? Other than genre.
Genre, okay, but it's genre, right?
Yeah,
yeah. We'll give it to you, okay. Entrepreneur.
So that one's tricky because I do hear Is people it, say that differently.
Entrepreneur, like entrepreneur. The way to pronounce it is entrepreneur.
Right.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, so people will pronounce the ner more.
Entrepreneur.
Some people say that versus like entrepreneur.
I say newer.
Right.
Or like entrepreneur.
It's entrepreneur.
Okay.
Is the way you actually pronounce that word.
Okay.
You know, we've been saying some of these words way wrong over here.
I believe that because I've heard it said that way too and I just wasn't sure.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Right now, though, $1,000 in free dash and gas. It's $1,000 a minute. It's always fun to play. Today, it's caller number 10, but you can always play along in your car for funsies. Hi, who's this? Morning.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning. It's Lena.
Hi, Lena. Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
my
Lena. Gosh, Lena. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good.
What's going on with you?
Just hanging out.
Hey, it's before 7:30 in the morning. We're just hanging out. What else are we doing?
Just hanging out, yeah.
Just hanging out, bro. Like, what's up? Lena's just hanging out. Okay, all right. Sounds a little suspicious, but we won't ask any more questions, Lena. All right, let's go. You feeling good about today's round? You want to win this $1,000 in free dashing gas?
I would love to win it.
Let's go to Jessica Dutra for the rules.
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Lena, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number one, which letter comes sixth in the word obsession? Obsession.
I?
It's not I.
Oh, F. Oh,
No, it's okay.
No,
it's
Lena. You've been doing O-B-S-E-S-S.
S. All right.
Yeah.
It's S. I've been doing too much hanging out this morning.
It's okay, Lena.
I'm going back to bed.
It's okay. You know what? Honestly, it's kind of hard. Like, that's kind of a toughie for the first question.
It started rough. It was a hard question.
It can trick you. It's okay. Let's play for fun and see how we would have done.
It was a hard question.
Okay. Is that cool?
Yeah, we should probably should have passed on. That's but cool. It's,
yeah,
okay.
Let's play for fun. It's okay.
All right.
Number two, traditional Neapolitan ice cream features vanilla, chocolate, and what flavor? Ice cream.
Strawberry.
There we go. Number three, in which country is the city of Beijing in?
China.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Number four, if you buy a toy plane for $4.55 and pay with a $5 bill, how much change will you get?
45 cents.
Mm-hmm. Number five, what is the name of the dog in Marley and Me?
This one's really easy.
Marley?
Yeah, it's Marley.
Yeah, I know. God, you're killing it. You're killing it so far. Please don't get all the rest of these right, please.
Number six, what color are the four ghosts in the game Pac-Man?
This is hard. But just
blue, pink, yellow, red?
It's you had them all right except yellow, it's orange.
It's orange, orange, red.
So just one color off. And then the last question, number seven, what do we call a group of stars forming a pattern in the sky?
Constellation?
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So it's okay.
Lena!
It's okay, because she missed one and she missed six.
Lena!
And that's all right. Yeah. You got 5 out of 7. I think that's incredible.
Not the eye.
All right, let's get the real game going.
That was just the warm-up round.
We were just hanging out.
Lena's like, I thought we were just hanging out, just messing around the first round. She's like, when's the real round start? All right, Lena. It's all right. It's okay. I'm not even going to shame you this morning. I typically shame people that get zero, but I'm not going to shame this.
No, you're good.
It's Wacky Wednesday on the show. Why would I do that? You know what I mean? It's okay. Lena, it's okay. You actually did really well in the rest of the questions.
Yeah, please come back and try again.
Tomorrow we'll come back.
Try again.
Seven more questions. Maybe doing a little studying before the round versus hanging out.
No way. Don't you dare waste any time studying for this game. I want to do that.
All right, Lena. It's tomorrow, seven new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash In gas, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too, Lena. Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dash In and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt. They've got mixed berries and a crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day only at Dash In.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen, I don't think this is going to be a pleasant phone call. If I had to guess, we don't know, but my money is not that this is going to be a fun phone call that we're about to make. But,
yeah, I don't even know what to expect.
We're about to call Garrett, and if you don't know that name, let's just let you know who this person is and why we're a little apprehensive about this call as I'm going to get him on.
So Garrett called the show last week and had a complaint about how often we were talking about our All Paws Home adoption event this last weekend, basically telling us to stop talking about it, we're overdoing it, and he was irritated and just wanted us to play music. And the interaction was not fun, it wasn't very kind, but for some reason he sent an email and wants us to talk to him.
And we're like, about what? So, I don't know.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Garrett, it's Kramer and Jess.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
I am a little shocked as to why you wanted to talk with us again, if I'm being completely honest, Garrett, because I feel like our last conversation wasn't the most positive interaction with you.
Right, yeah.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I kind of flew off the handle. Yeah. You know, I was really upset. Man, I was just triggered because I just broke up with my old lady not long ago, like 6 months ago, and the truth is she took my dog. Well, I mean, it was our dog. I guess it's her dog now. And missed my dog, man. And so, you know, hearing all these ads about you guys having like the dog adoption event, I just don't know why it was triggering for me, man. I just called to say I'm sorry, and, like, I hope your event went good, and I hope everyone came out. And, you know, I kind of want to go down to Barks myself and adopt for me because, you know, the truth is I miss my dog so much, and, like, I hate her. And I kind of been letting that hate go out on the other people, and I'm sorry, man.
Well, damn, man.
I'm sorry about the breakup. I'm sure that can't be easy. I've been in that situation too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can tell you, we did hear from a lot of people over the last couple of days that were not happy.
Wait, hang on a second, Garrett. I'm kind of curious, like, what made you want to reach out and talk to us again?
Well, one of my friends heard me on the radio, and they said that I sounded like a real and I listened to myself, you know, on your podcast, and I realized I kind of flew off the handle here, and I just wanted to make it right. And, like, once, you know, my boy reached out to me and was like, yo, I heard you on the radio talking smack about the dogs, and, like, that's not cool, man. And I heard myself, and, like, the way I behave, it wasn't the best me, and I'm sorry.
Well, first off, apology accepted.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for calling back. And, yeah, like, I've lost a pet in a breakup too, dude. So I'm really sorry, I feel you.
I think we all get worse. At least empathize where you are, man.
Yeah.
And I think that takes a lot. It takes a lot to publicly want to come back. I think you could have just sat there and said, okay, that was embarrassing. And
yeah,
you know,
you never needed to talk to us ever again.
I think it takes a lot.
I'm surprised you guys took my call. Thank you so much.
No, man, honestly, it was a huge success. You know, 125 pets going home out of
so
the shelter.
Real.
Yeah, it was huge. I'll be honest, your name was mentioned multiple times while we were out there
at the event, actually.
Oh no, man.
It's okay,
but hey,
it's okay.
If they came out to spite you, then hey, whatever. I mean, it's a
then you actually did help us a little bit, so I think some positive did come out of it. And honestly, I'm really excited for you to go to Barks, because even though you missed our event on Saturday, actually all the adoption fees are waived for the rest of the week. So I hope you can go over there and you find somebody new. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And like a new beginning, you know. I know it sucks to lose an animal ever. I mean, no matter how you lose
them. That's the worst.
You know, it's the worst. If it's a breakup, a death or whatever. So I know what you're going through, and I appreciate you owning up to your mistake, and that means a lot to us. And we just
man, like I said, I'm just surprised you guys took my I thought you might have had my number blocked or something by now, man.
No, man.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
We believe in second chances on this show, man. We believe in second chances. So we appreciate
thank you for having me.
You taking the time to come on and explain yourself, man. And apology accepted, and you're welcome here anytime, okay?
Thank you, man.
I have taken food cheating way too far. And sorry to my husband for involving him in my mess.
What does food cheating even mean?
I don't know.
Not even a term. You don't even.
Did I just make that up?
I've never heard of food cheating before.
So I consider food cheating when you feel like you're cheating on your favorite restaurant with another.
Okay.
And this is the issue, because my main was right next to my side piece. They're right next to each other.
I am so confused. I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
So this is what happened. Okay, so my favorite pho spot is Pho Tan Mai in, I guess Cockeysville, okay. I guess, or Timonium. And I love Pho Tan Mai, have loved it the last 5 years. Okay. So at this point, like, I have a relationship with the woman who owns it. I know who her son is. Like, her family runs the spot. Like, she's met Garage Boy's mom. Like, there's connections
deep.
There. It's deep.
Would you consider that your main piece?
Totally.
She's
the main.
She's the main.
100%.
Like, okay. You've recommended her to me.
I recommend her to everybody. Okay. But on this particular day, it was really, really hot. So we didn't necessarily feel like having pho. But this new poke spot opened next door. Mm. And they just, like, revamped it, too. So Garage Boy was like, let's get poke. And every time I feel bad going there, because they're right next to each other. But I was like, okay, but you know what? I am craving a spring roll and like the egg rolls from Pho Tan Mai. So let's get appetizers from there, so I feel like I'm still supporting my girl.
Right.
And then we can get poke bowls next door. Right. And he's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So we go, whatever. And we go into the poke spot first and put our order in. And I had called ahead to my pho place to get my appetizers in. And I don't know why I did this. Like, and again, honestly, I don't know if anyone can relate. Why is this such a massive deal to me? I don't know, but it is. Like, my heart is heavy for whatever reason every time I do this, and I don't know why. I mean, truly, does this woman even know my last name? No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Couldn't pick you up in the lineup.
I just...
Doesn't think twice about you, but
she
you have this.
But I think about her all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So then I go next door to get my to-go order, and we're chopping it up like we usually do, and then I think everything's going fine, and then she goes... Where's your husband?
Oh.
And I was, I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I said this, but I was like, oh, he's in the car waiting for me. And she was like, okay, yeah, like tell him I said hi. And I was like, I totally will. And I walk out and I was like, why the heck did I say he was waiting in the car? Because there's glass windows. Like, she's going to see us walking back to our car together.
Oh,
so I
God.
Go next door to my husband, garage boy. And I was like, listen, I need you to stand outside and move a little over to the right and just stay there. I'm going to pull the car around and then I'll pull up to the curb. And can you just get in so she doesn't see you? My poor husband is like, are you so, hey, for real right
you're like,
now?
You're like kind of like building this whole like a fair storyline.
To me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the only one involved
right.
because she doesn't know. She probably doesn't
so
care. These new Poke people don't even know who we are. Like, it's just all of this,
so
this affair is in my mind.
You lied to your favorite restaurant.
Yes.
That your husband was in the car even though he was next door at this new restaurant.
Yeah.
And so then to make your lie affair happen, you had to basically...
I said, wait outside.
Garage boy, like, get in and then basically build this lie with me.
My poor husband, I said, wait outside so she can't see you.
Wow.
So he's, you know, I like push him to the side.
I walk out
to our car and then turn and then he gets in and he's like, I cannot believe.
That's a lot.
He's like, first of all, what's wrong with you? This is okay. You're allowed to get food at both places. And then second of all, did you literally just make me do that? And I was like, I just didn't want her to see it, and I didn't want her to think I lied to her.
It's a smidge crazy.
And I don't know why I did it.
Yeah, I'd say 7 out of 10 crazy.
In your defense, also, it would be one thing if you were going to another pho restaurant, but this is an entirely
it's a different genre
of food.
Yeah.
I know.
So I think that makes it okay.
Okay.
Permission to get deep for 1 second. Everybody in? Yeah? Jess, you good?
Sure.
Charlotte, you good?
I'm ready.
So this question, I want everyone to answer this question. It's a little bit deep, and even if you're listening in your car, see if you can answer this question. This question came across my TikTok, and, you know, the Crames, he's a little bit goofy sometimes, but he's got a deep side too. And this question hit me like a ton of bricks. And I think if you ask yourself this question, I'm really curious, what's the first thing that will come to your mind? All right, listen to this.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just, it's obvious. Leave the job. Leave the, you mean yeah. get like, it's your brother. It's the, you know, the killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do? And I think it's a very orthogonal way to look at, I already know the answer of what I should be doing. I'm just scared of making the
commitment. Oof. Oof. I was like, oh my God. So if your life was a movie and you got this audience looking at you, what would your audience be screaming at you to do? Okay.
Yeah. No, because, okay, yes, and I hear you, and I'm totally down to get deep with you, but
yeah.
immediately my mind is like, just like when we've all been watching Love Island, and we were saying, Nick and Alandria, just get together, you guys.
I mean, but
like,
you know what I'm saying?
But yeah. all of us were like,
that's
you guys, the connection is there.
But
like,
this
we
is what I'm
see
saying.
It.
So what yeah. is your audience saying to you? And listen, hey, you want to text us your answer? We'd love to hear what your audience is saying to you this morning. Kind of a great way to look at our lives and what is your audience. The first thing that came to my mind is you don't have to have all the answers right now. Mm. I literally have been spending the last year and a half being like, just show me the answer. Like, just tell me what I'm supposed to be doing my life. I don't know. Like, I felt so lost in my life. And like, I'm like, what am I like? Where like, am I supposed to be doing? Is radio the right answer? Am I supposed to be like going and doing more of like a therapy path? Like, I don't really know. Like, am I supposed to be getting married? Is my wife out here? Like, I don't know. I feel so lost in life. I feel like the audience in my life, this is the first thing that came to my mind, was you don't have to have all the answers right now. Just chill. Just relax. It's going to come to you. It's going to be fine. Just sit back, relax. Just enjoy it. You're fine. You're going to be fine. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Charlotte, if your audience is screaming at you, they're watching your life movie, what's your audience saying?
Probably very similar to the things you guys say to me on Uncensored pretty much every week, where it's like, I know that I need to like invest more in people who invest in me.
Ooh.
I think I, out of like fear of being hurt, I give a lot of energy to people who give me like half their energy.
Mm.
And I'm too scared to like, at least romantically, like take that dip with like someone who like actually treats me well.
Yeah, no,
so
it's good.
I'm self-aware enough to
that's good.
Realize that, I think.
It's a great question, man. Jess, if your audience is watching your life, what are they yelling at the screen right now?
I think maybe stop being so hard on yourself. You're doing okay.
Mm.
I think that's what people, like if I was on Love Island and there's all these cameras and I'm in the villa.
Wait, why is it Love Island?
Because that's where my heart is right now. I'm sorry. It is. All I think about is Amaya Papaya. I just gotta let you know.
I get it.
But I really think that I'm thinking Love Island too, because since there's cameras everywhere, you're seeing the conversations I'm having with myself. Because it's a movie, I'm also imagining the audience getting like my inner dialogue and hearing my inner thoughts. And I think I put a lot of pressure on myself. I'm constantly being like to myself, I'm just like, figure it out. I think I can be really, really hard on myself just personally.
Yeah.
And I think the audience would be like, dude, like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to mess up. It's okay to have maybe like a weak moment, or just allow yourself to have the weak moments and like move through that versus like, whatever, it's good. I'm good kind of thing.
It's a great question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question.
It makes you think.
Ask yourself that question right now. Maybe it's like the realization that you need.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is this overstepping friendship boundaries? I'm on like a really big friendship campaign right now, man. I just realized, honestly...
What does that mean? What does friendship campaign mean?
What is that? What do you mean? I'm trying to make friends right now. Friendship campaign.
Okay. I know. Literally, I was asking you, like, what is that? What is friendship?
That sound too official?
I just didn't know what that meant.
I'm not campaigning for new friends. Everybody come out and be friends with the Creams.
Okay.
No, I have found that making friends right now has been so much more valuable to my life than dating.
Okay.
Dating is just...
Felt that.
It's just, ugh. So I've really been trying to make new friends.
Yeah.
Pros and cons versus dating, but whatever, you know, I think you know what I'm talking about, but definitely, friendship has been really, really vital in my life. Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
The friendship has been very vital in my life, and I'm really am focused on friendships right now. So that's probably unnecessary.
The weirdest possible way to introduce this segment.
Like literally, friendship campaign, but it's missing the little, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Here we're going with that.
Like, ew.
Not a lot of smooching going on here,
like,
Jessica. You know what I mean? Not a little horizontal mumbo going on over here. You know
ew,
what I'm saying?
Again.
Okay, you just
talk
learned
normal.
The difference between horizontal and vertical. Also.
Okay, listen, here's the point. Is I have made a lot of great friends over the last 6 months or so, and I value the friendships. And I do have this one female friendship now that I value, and we had this conversation the other day, like just how much we really appreciate each other. And in this conversation, she's like, "Listen, I just need you to know, I feel like I'm here to like protect you with anything you need. Like never feel like you can't come and ask something from me. Like nothing is really off limits." And like that stuck with me. That really meant a lot to me.
That's nice.
And it's kind of been like resonating in my head like a lot. But what I'm thinking about asking her to do, I'm like, I don't know if this is too far or if like this is okay to ask. So I was going to run it by y'all first.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some other friends. Well, a friend just she inherited some money from a parent passing away. And she bought a house out by the beach. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, this is 2 days ago. She goes, why don't you come out? She's out at Dewey. She's like, why don't you come out to the beach for the weekend? I'm like, that actually sounds really good. Mm. The thing I have about going to the beach, the biggest problem that I have is every time I go to the beach, I have to shave my back. And I hate shaving my back. It's the biggest problem of being single for me is I have no one to shave my back. And honestly, shaving my back it takes forever by yourself because you have to get this little arm thing and like it takes 30 minutes. And the last time I did it, I had the worst razor burn all the way down my back.
Ooh.
The trip with my mom, it was so incredibly bad.
Is waxing out of the question?
It's not out of the question, but like it's just expensive.
Right.
And like just it seems
it
unnecessary.
Would last probably would, the rest of the summer though.
Maybe.
So
maybe.
It would be an investment.
True.
But I've got this new friendship now.
Not this new friend.
I've got this new friendship with someone that just said, hey, listen, if you need anything,
yeah,
all you gotta do is let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I was sitting here last night, I was like,
you're gonna ask this girl who just became your friend to shave your back? Like literally.
Does that involve back shaving? I wonder. Like, is it appropriate or does it cross a boundary to ask a friend to shave your back? And I'm asking this in like, no, I know it sounds kind of silly, but I'm literally.
No,
like,
you're serious.
Like legitimately asking.
Yeah.
Would that cross a boundary?
Mm-hmm. Is this like a hint of Kramer Karen because you don't want to spend money on a waxing as well?
I would like prefer not to. Okay. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive and like really painful to,
yeah.
to wax your back.
Bro, you're talking to two girls right now. We pay for a lot of stuff to keep a lot of things going on. So trust me, I hear you.
Imagine one of your guy friends, I'm talking to two women now. One of your guy friends comes to you and is like, hey, bro, got this hairy back. Would you mind shaving my back? Does that seem like that's crossing a friendship boundary or are you completely down?
Well, okay. For me personally, I would totally do it because there's friends that I have in mind that I've been friends with forever that I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
I think the only issue is like 6 months is a little new. You know,
yeah.
But she did say that you could ask. So there's no hurt in asking. Just don't get offended if she says no, because also, too, like she could either think it's super chill and she doesn't care, or she can think that's like the grossest thing on the planet. And she doesn't even want to like have to do that.
Too soon, you think?
So
what's the back shaving year boundary, you think, where it feels like it's we've hit that mark? Year? 2 years?
I
5 years?
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, I think two, like maybe like, honestly, to be safe, at least a year and a half.
18 months.
Because this is like the honeymoon friend phase. This
it's
is new. 6 months.
It's new. It could still, I mean, I could ask this and it could all fall apart.
Yeah.
It's still too new to you. Like, this is still.
I just don't know her. I think that's the thing. Like, based on her personality, like, does she seem like that wouldn't gross her out? Or does she think that, like, that could possibly make someone throw up?
It depends on the person. Like,
yeah.
You could be my new friend and, like, ask me to, like, paint your toenails. And I'd be like, yes. But if you asked me to shave your back, I would say no.
But does it freak you out?
The threshold is different.
Yeah.
Everyone might have different strokes for different folks, I guess. I'm Mary Ellen. Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, this is Mary Ellen. How are you guys?
Hey, Mary Ellen. What's up? Good morning. Good morning. Mary Ellen, what do you think about this?
Okay, the only thing I'm worried about is I think she would be afraid of maybe, like you said, injuring you, razor burn. And now she's offered to do this. She may not know what she's doing in terms of, I'm sure she'd research it and everything.
Research.
But I think she would be, well, you know, just technique, how blade size, blah, blah, blah.
I know, it's kind of a scary thing to do for someone that, like, you barely know.
I mean, I feel like I would do it.
It's a large area.
I'm being honest.
It is a large area.
If a woman came to me, and I'm trying to think, I mean, obviously there's more intimate areas than ever, but like a back, if a woman came to me and was like, shave my back, I would totally do it. If a bro came to me and was like, shave my back, bro, I got you. Like, I got you, bro. And like a woman, I would totally, yes.
See, and maybe I'm just questioning my razor skills. I just would need to.
Mary, injure
anyone. I would hate to injure it.
If she shaves your back, are you going to let her poop in your house?
No one can ever poop in my house.
Then
you know
don't ask her to do anything for you.
All right, there
either that or just ask her for money. There you
go. Pay. What if I paid her less than waxing?
Say, hey, I want to get it waxed. Would you do it, or would you like to cover me to get it done?
Dang. Okay. There goes Mary Ellen. Very, very good. Thank you for calling. I appreciate
you guys. You make me laugh every day. Thank you guys for that.
So sweet. Thank you for saying that. Let's talk to Teresa in Baltimore. Hi, Teresa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, Teresa,
you
sorry,
are nuts.
wait, say it again. Sorry, my phone is off.
What if, Kramer?
Yeah.
What if this chick was like, you know, Kramer, bikini waxes are so expensive. Would you be willing
to
give me a bikini wax?
Teresa, we're talking
two
different areas.
I'm so happy that Teresa brought this up because I don't know if you heard when he said this earlier about how expensive it is and you guys don't know this, you know that. I'm like, player. Trust me, I know how much a lot of things cost because there's a lot of things that we have to do over here as well. And you don't see me out here asking my friend if they can hook me up and pin this and shave that and wax that, put nip and tuck over here.
Teresa,
you know?
Teresa, listen.
That's what I'm saying.
It's different.
Come on.
It's different. Like, if,
how?
Okay, hang on. If Jess came in here and asked me to wax her eyebrows, I'd absolutely do that for her, okay? Like, I'm sure I'd do it. Like,
that is so, totally... that's so minimal compared to your back, dude.
Yeah, back is far more intimate.
So does it...
Back is very intimate. Like, what? How is a back... Your back is kind of weird to ask a new friend.
Wait, how is that intimate, though? How is a back intimate?
Because my eyebrow is like 2 inches and your back is a whole back, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
So wait, Teresa, does it seem weird to you?
Yeah, because I guarantee that's not what she meant. She meant invite me to a happy hour. Let me know if you want to go to a movie.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go bowling?
Yeah.
She did not mean I'll shave your back.
100%.
You've got a solid friend right there who's known you for over the 18 months. This is an awesome segment.
Okay,
but don't ask a poor girl to shave.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Well, happy Maryland summer, everybody. We are in the dog days of summer, which what does that even mean? I don't know.
Not sure.
Someone's grandparents said that once and we just went with it. It's hot, though. I mean, it's hot. It's summer. It's hot in summer. It's time for To Bay or Not To Bay. If you've never done one of these with us before, just what is this?
We try Old Bay on different items. You probably typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And the reason being is that when we got here 5 years ago, we had never heard of Old Bay spice ever. And everyone kept saying you could put it on anything. So we have tested that theory, have turned it into a segment on the show. And not everything is good with it, but there are some surprising collabs you wouldn't expect.
So this being midsummer, it's also, by the way, National Ice Cream Month. So I think it's a very valid reason for you to go out and enjoy ice cream whenever you can, as much as you can, right? So we've been trying ice cream on different, or Old Bay on different ice creams throughout the month. So far, some good, some bad.
Yeah.
What are we doing today?
We have toffee caramel ice cream. Toffee caramel ice cream.
I'm trying to think, because what we found is chocolate's typically pretty good, but like the other sweet stuff, not so great. What's the base of that? Is it vanilla or is it chocolate?
I think it's caramel.
Wait,
no,
what?
I think it's I don't think it's either one of those. It's either toffee or it might be the toffee flavor,
because
I see the caramel like swirling.
Oh, interesting.
It's probably caramel with like toffee chips. That's usually what they do.
Well, Charlotte forgot to see the ice cream out, so we'll get to this in about 30 minutes. Also, I hope you've got a while to hang out this morning while Jess digs in. Oh, it's okay.
It's going to be good.
Just try it first and let us know what the actual is. It.
Yeah, I don't know what this would taste like, because this typically wouldn't be like a flavor I would pick.
Right. Okay.
You know?
So try it. It's. Is it more vanilla or chocolate or what's the?
It's more toffee.
Just straight toffee. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
what is toffee, anyways?
You know.
Like, what does that taste?
It's like everyone's grandparents' house, pretty
okay.
Much.
So actually, Heath Bar is my favorite candy, and that is toffee. So it's like nutty and caramelly. That's why I was saying it's going to taste like caramel either way.
Okay. Because
this is an ice cream flavor I would get.
Okay. So again, the flavor is what, Jess?
I'm not a fan.
You don't like it. Already don't
I'm
like
not
it.
A fan of this flavor.
The flavor is, one more time?
Toffee caramel.
Toffee caramel. With Old Bay on it, does it get better possibly with Old Bay?
We can all say caramel differently.
We
do we?
Yeah,
we all caramel? Say
yeah.
It's caramel. Caramel.
You
caramel?
Say caramel. She says caramel, and I say caramel.
Oh, that's interesting.
All three of us say it differently, and that's fine.
Jess is the wrongest for sure. But
ew, what? So we can all say it differently, but I'm the wrongest of the three.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Just because you're mad that Charlotte and I won't shave your back, don't take out your anger on us.
Nobody said you're not shaving my back, but go ahead.
Put that sticky
I'm not
ice cream on his back right now.
I'm not shaving your back.
All right, come on, let's try it. Old Bay on caramel, toffee, ice cream. Just do it.
Avocado over here. I don't hear anything you say to me. Here we go. Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
No.
Uh-uh.
Tell me.
Mm-mm.
No, don't spit it out, bro. Come back. Bro, you can't. Okay.
What?
Tell me.
I had to spit it out.
Why?
Because it tasted like the ocean.
What does that mean?
It was just salty. It was nasty.
Do you gotta give me a flavor profile?
Ocean. When you accidentally get taken over a wave and you swallow ocean water and you can't breathe, that's what that tastes like.
Was it a ratio issue?
Maybe. Or I think because the toffee is already kind of like salty,
a
no?
Little.
So with the Old Bay spice, it was like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
When it comes to toffee, caramel.
Caramel.
Is it
caramel.
Is it to bay or not to bay?
Not to bay for me.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.